साक्षाद्हरितेन समस्तशास्त्रैः रुक्तस्तथा भवत एव साध्वी किन्तु प्रभुर्जा प्रियैव तस्य वन्दे गुरुश्री चरणारविन्दम् वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। शङ्कर्षणकारणतयसायी गर्भदशायी च पयब्धिशायी शेषश्च जशांसकला सन्नितानन्दकरामो शरणं ममस्तु। नमस्ते तु हलग्राम, नमस्ते मुसलायुध, नमस्ते रेवतीकांत, नमस्ते भक्तवत्सल, नमस्ते बलिनां श्रेष्ठ, नमस्ते धरणीधर, प्रलम्बारे नमस्ते त्राहि मां कृष्ण पूर्वज, नमः महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। भूजेश्वेनु शिरसि शिखिपिच्छन् कटितटे दुकुलां नेत्रान्ते सहचर कटाक्षं विदधते सदा श्रीमद्वृन्दावन वसति लीला परिचय जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते वंदे नंद ब्रज स्त्रीनां पादरेणुमभिक्ष्णश यासां हरिकथद्गीतं पुनासि भुवनत्रयम् भक्ताभिना अपराधलक्षै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरङ्गमत् कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द यद्दैत गदाधर श्रीवासत गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय इनमर्बल प्रोस्ट्रेटेड humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva Nityalila Pravishto Vishnupad Ashtattar Satasi Simad Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates to purify my mind and to get exclusive one-pointed devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present. Today they have not fixed any subject, but there is no need of fixation of subject. Subject is one. To satisfy Supreme Lord, original Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Very difficult. That purpose is not fulfilled, then everything is futile. You should not lose the target, whether there is any fixation subject or not. Let we engage ourselves for the service of Supreme Lord and his personal associates with the relation that I am of them. If we miss the target, everything is lost. We'll speak the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and enslave jiva and enslave living being like me. Cannot speak. It is not possible. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has said in his hymn, Bengali. You can understand some words. Siddha deva diya vrindavana maje seva mrita karadan. Yaya prem matta gori more suna nija guna gaan. Siddha deha diya vrindavana maje seva mrita karadan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is submitting his prayer to his object of worship, Radha Krishna. Please give me realized transcendental spiritual thought. Supreme Lord is transcendental spiritual. So, if we are within this world, with this material body consisting of earth, water, fire, air, sky, and mind, intelligence, perverted ego. This is the outcome of the external potency. How it can reach there? By this material ego, we cannot go there. Whatever we say with material ego, everything is material. So kindly depends upon the grace of Supreme Lord. Please give me the transcendental, my transcendental spiritual form, realized form, Siddha Deha, so that Supreme Lord is Nirgun beyond this external potency, is spiritual, completely spiritual. We can have contact when we should be in that status. We are in the status of the world, what we understand? If God comes here, appears here, we cannot see. Directly, if God comes, won't be able to recognize their material eyes, material sense organs. So you please kindly, there is no equal to you or more than Supreme Lord in our Sanskrit is said Ashomardha. Ashomardha means that is equal to him or more than him. He is one Supreme Lord. He may have many manifestations, but ontologically the same, but in pastimes may be different. Highest pastimes, sweet pastimes, or sweetest pastimes will get in Nandanandan Krishna, who is original Supreme Lord. If he gives the transcendental form, realized form, then we can come in contact with him. Then we can start. So Bhakti Thakur is praying, give me, kindly give me transcendental spiritual form. And kindly also give me your service. Vrindavana Vaja Sevamrita Karadhan. Your transcendental realm is Vrindavan Dham. You give this ambrosia of service, of your service, nectar of service, highest nectar, not this demigod's nectar. That sweetest prayer you give, you can give. I have got no ability to serve you. Kindly give me the realized form and kindly give that nectar of service. Sevamrita Karadhan. Piyaiya prem matta parivare suno nija vinoga. Now you drink me. Make me drink that transcendental sweet prem by which I can have contact with you. You make me drink. And you speak about your own transcendental glories through my mouth and you hear. That is called Harikatha. Very difficult. It is not delivering speech. How long we shall stay here in this world? Any moment we leave this world, what will go with us? Only pure devotion will go there. For that reason, I have heard from my most revered Gurudev several times, he used to say, he is Gurudev, our Param Gurudev, Grand Gurudev, most venerable, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Most venerable. About him, our Guruji, we had no opportunity to see Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We have seen only our Guruji. And Gurudev, in his delivering of sermons, in many times, different places, reminded us of this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, first Gauriya Math started at Calcutta in Ultratanga Road. Then it is shifted, afterwards it was shifted to Bagh Bazar now. First Math was started at Ultratanga Road, one road. There, our Param Gurudev, grand Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Vaishnava, was delivering sermons. And many people are hearing. Anybody can come and hear. What happened? There, he explained one verse of the scripture, not only ordinary scripture, from Srimad Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavatam, quintessence of all scriptures. 11th canto. One verse, explained it for 1 month. Still he was not satisfied. Only one verse. Can you imagine? What is that verse? Very important. Labdha sudulla vangidam bahu sambhavanti. Manusham arthadam anittuvya dhira. Tunam jatita rapardit anubindu javan. Nisresa visaya khalu sarvada shrat. This verse. He explained it 30 days. Yet he was not satisfied. I can say within 5 minutes, this is the meaning. But that verse is identical with Krishna. Bhagavat is identical with Krishna. One with Krishna, transcendental. On Krishna, transcendental sound. He is infinite, absolute, complete reality. Bhagavad is also complete reality. Nobody can finish. For the eternal benefit of the conditioned souls of the neophyte or aspirants of pure devotion, what our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led the pastimes at Puri. He heard Bhagavat, 7th canto of Prahlad Charitra, 4th canto of Dhruva Charitra, not once, 100 times from the other Pandit Goswami. After that, again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, I want to hear. I have not heard the full topic from beginning to the end. Oh, I have already heard. I want to hear something new. Bhagavat is identical with Krishna. Nobody can finish by testing its sweetness. If anybody says like that, it's wrong. Brahma, in his prayer to Sri Krishna, in 10th country you will find, there what he has said. Jananta vajananta king bhakta name prabhu, manasa bhumusa bhaja, Vaibhavam Tava Gohuchara. What is the meaning? Here, from the prayer of Brahma, Brahma, when he was infatuated, he could not understand Krishna. He made the best times of not understanding. But that was not mentioned by Veda Vyas Muni in the Bhagavad. Veda Vyas Muni never said any word that Brahma was playing a pastime. Because our conditioned souls of this world, we have got vanity, puffed up with vanity, they will misunderstand. Your creator, Brahma, creator of living beings, he could not understand. Think your position. After where he submitted to him, then he could understand. In his prayer, what he said? If anybody says he has comprehended, he has realized Sri Krishna completely, let him say. I do not want to say much words. I do not want to speak grandiloquently or bombastically. Let them say. They have got, if they have got all the ground, the Vajakars, they may have it. They think we are wise persons. Let them say that they can understand. First thing is this, there is no equal to him more than him. If a human being, a conditioned soul can know him by his own caliber, by his own intellectual power, mental power, the God will lose his absolute position. Without his grace, nobody can know. Grace always flows down. Water always flows down, not upwards. If there is any vanity, that region is completely sealed. Nobody can enter. That transcendental realm is completely sealed. But if you take absolute shelter, you are so merciful, you are sincere, immediately you will get it. Immediately. You are so merciful. But we have got to believe. We want to know him by challenging you. And his maya will envelop us. You are not able to understand. As per degree of submission, we can understand. There are degrees of submission ad infinitum. In mathematics, you will find higher mathematics. Infinite plus something is infinite, infinite minus something is infinite. Infinite minus infinite is also infinite. Supreme Lord, nobody can know him. Can finish their realization of Supreme Lord. If anybody says, he has got no knowledge of Supreme Lord. Ad infinitum. It will go on for infinite time. Every time you will find new, fresh sweetness. Every time. Pratipadam Purnam Vritashraya. So how we can see? If they say they know, let them know. I don't want to see much words. In this way, jaran jaran tu, king bhakta name prabho. Manasa babusha bhacha, vaibhavuta bhagavata. Even I can understand, I could not understand his own personal associates. Cowherd boy, not to speak of Krishna. I could not understand them, I lifted them. I could not understand transcendental realm. What to speak of Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, here, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur This verse is very important. Nowadays, you have to remember this. And he spoke about this for 1 month and wanted to speak about this for another month. Only one verse. Labdha sudulabha idam bahu sambhavante. After numerous births, eight million births, you can get this human birth after that. 8 million. Aquatic animals, then trees, plants, etc. Immobile living beings. Jagadish Bose has proved the plants and trees have got life. The scientists of India, Bengal, because they are already in the Vedas, that trees, plants, they have got life, even mountains have got life. Immovable living beings. 2 million and 1,100,000 aquatic animals. No, 900,000 aquatic animals. 900,000 aquatic animals. And 2 million trees, plants, mountains, etc. Immovable, immobile beings. And worms, 1,100,000. Birds, 1 million. And beasts, 3 million. After that we have got, after 8 million births, so much suffering, we have got this human birth. You have to think this. 400,000 births. But here it is mentioned, we have got this human birth. But there is no guarantee that we can get this birth again. No guarantee. You have heard the name Bharat, the eldest son of Rishabhdev. He renounced in his young age family and the kingdom and went to forest for worship, for performing penance for worship. There he had a connection with one young man of a deer. I do not want to say the history. At the time of death, he was thinking of that deer. Jam jam bhavishmaran bhavta jatante kalevaram tam tam di kaunti hrdatat bhava bhavi. At the time of death, whatever you will think, all the living beings, amongst the living beings, whatever you think, you will have accordingly birth. Such a person who remembered, I came to the forest to worship Supreme Lord. By seeing one young one of a deer, I had some affection. I gave some energy to him. And at the time of death, I was thinking about him. There are so many ferocious animals. Who will protect? And thinking I die, I was born as deer. Whatever we shall think at the time of death, according to that, you will get the birth. In Gita it is said clearly. There is no certainty, although it is written, 400,000, we say 4 lakhs, human births. But there may be sleep. This is one evidence from the scripture. And I have got evidence in practically in Assam, near Gwalpara Math. I do not want to say this. Practical. He became a dog. For that reason, there is no certainty. Here, Labdha Sudhiram, Bahu Sambhavante, after numerous births, so many distress and in the mother's womb, so many pain, suffering, the extreme. God. Those who have got their livelihood by eating fish and flesh, they have killed us. All the fishes and the beasts were killed. We have to suffer that tremendous suffering. Worm birth and also birds, all these we passed and we have got this. Sudur Labham, after so much suffering, so much difficulty, we have got this birth, but it is non-eternal, transient, mortal. Any moment we will lose this chance. Any moment. Nowadays nobody is to be tested, saying. World situation is such, nobody can say. If he goes out, he can come alive. Nobody can say. Gradually it is deteriorating. Why we should make late? Just from this moment, when our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur was explaining this, one day, as I heard from our Gurudev, two students of Cottage Church College of Calcutta, they are coming from the college and going towards their destination. On the way, they have heard some great saint is there, was there. Some great saint is there. They have heard it. Let us see. For seeing with books, they entered and saw our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Dazzling personality, golden complexion. He never saw such person. He was very much attracted. I have never seen such a person. He was explaining this. Turam jateta. Don't make late. Immediately. From just this moment. Don't spoil your time, a moment's time, without serving Krishna. Nothing, unnecessary words, unnecessary things. Don't do it. You shall have to repent if you do it. Any moment you may lose this human part. And again you shall get this human part. There is no certainty. Turnam jateta. Just now we should have started. And looking at the new two students, they sat at the end. And they were afraid, what is this? This Swamiji was looking to us, why? He did not allow us to go from this place. Swamiji, what you wanted to say? He did not allow us to go to the house. No! We have committed a great wrong, mistake. Inside, now they said, how we can now get us freed from this place? You have to go back. You have to go back to our house. That's it. This reason. Amiji, if my house catches fire, am I not to go there to extinguish it? Your house is burned. What you have lost? Nothing. What sort of sadhu? My house is lost. Nothing. Yes, nothing. If I do not extinguish, put out the fire, then other houses will burn. Let the whole world is burned. What will you lose? You have come from the world. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Nasati na kamchati. Samasya bharta bhuta sarva bhuta. Madhvagnila vadya parata. There the Gita is said, Brahma Bhuta, you are Chetan. As long as that consciousness exists in your body so long, you have got personality, thinking, feeling and willing. When that leaves the body, dead body is not considered a person. It may be retained mechanically for a long time, but nobody will consider that dead body as person. Person is the consciousness. Consciousness comes from consciousness. Nothing is the cause of something, cannot be the cause of something. The highest supreme reality is all conscious, all knowledge, all bliss, all existence is Una Sachidan. Jivas are coming from him. Taittiriya Upanishad. Yatuva imani bhutani jayante. Yena jatani jivanti. Yat pajante visham visanti tat vijigyadadeva brahma. It is not Gaudiya Math's writing. All the jivas are coming from for a Brahma, Supreme Lord. Coming from, not impersonal form of Brahma, from Apadankara, that is ablative case. When there is ablative case, it has become a form, transcendental spiritual form. It is not formless. All the jivas are coming from and yatva imani bhutani jayante jena jatare jivanti and Brahma is maintaining them, sustaining them. This is instrumental cause, karankara. And where it will go? You go to do to Bhagavan, Supreme God. But there are three cases how it can be impersonal. Ablative case, instrumental case, and locative case. Saptami Vibhakti. How it can be impersonal? Person infinite. All the jivas are coming out of it. They are by him, they are in him. These three cases prove that Supreme Lord has got form. He has got qualities, transcendental spiritual qualities. So here it is said, Tunam Dadapna Padanubhutu Javan Nisvesha. For eternal welfare, eternal reality, Supreme Lord, and you are eternally connected with Him. You have come from Him, in Him, by Him. You should remain for Him. This world has got no connection with you, with your soul. The whole world is burnt. What do you lose? You are from Krishna. You are in Krishna, you are by Krishna. You should start bhajan from this moment. If you go on the road, you may die. At the time when Saraswati Goswami was arrived, at that time so much, all these militant works at that time was so much rampant. But at that time you were saying, but nowadays they are killing everybody without consideration whether there is enmity or not. To serve their purpose, boys, children, wives, ladies, and women, without any consideration, whether enemies or not, destroy them. So nowadays, by seeing this directly, we should not sleep. We should not spoil our time. You should immediately start. Don't go on the road, you may die. Then they could not go. They are attracted by his supernatural spiritual personality. They remain there. They didn't go back. All right. For that reason, here our Brahma, how to perform bhajan, in which way you have to perform bhajan, so that Krishna is satisfied. Brahma has narrated it in his prayer to Krishna, that also. That we have to think very deeply. Tattenu kampang susamishamana bunyanevabhagrittam atmakrittam vipakam hridbhagobhidhan namaste jivetam jamukti vadishadhyaya bhak. Tattenu kampang susamishamana bhunjanava atmakritam vipakam. If you generally see, observe, you may not be able to understand. Whatever you are getting, all these troubles in this world, it is by the grace of, you have to see the grace of Supreme Lord. In this trouble, no circumstance. Tattenu kampan, anukampa means compassion, his grace. You have to see his kindness. You have to see. Susamikshamaro, only by observing general vision, you will not be able to understand. Samikshamara, by saying Samikshamara, yet with the best will is not satisfied. সমীক্ষা মানে থরলি অবজার্ভিং সুসমীক্ষা মান ভেরি নাইসলি ইমাকুলেটলি ভেরি নাইসলি ইমাকুলেটলি ইফ ইউ সি দেন ইউ উইল আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট হোয়াট এভার ইজ ডান বাই সুপ্রিম লর্ড ইজ ফর দি that is benefit of all, it is benefit for me. Whatever suffering we are getting due to our own bad actions. We are not to blame others. This you will find in the biography of Dhruva. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this 100 times. Only to teach the conditioned souls of the world. They should go through the holy lives of pure devotees. They may commit mistake in understanding Krishna. So here he played this pastime. You should follow a devotee. Dhruva was rebuked by his stepmother severely. Actually, externally, if you see that there is no, Dhruva has not committed any wrong. But only out of malice, Dhruva was the son of Suniti Devi. 1 year older than the son of Uttam, son of Suruchi. So at that time that was the Indian legal arrangement that the crown prince will be the eldest son. For that reason, Suruchi had got some kind of malice. He spoke harsh words, didn't allow Dhruva to sit on the plank of Uttanpad. Uttanpad loves me. My son will stay. His son Uttanpada also, he is henpecked to satisfy his wife. He is adoring the son of Suruchi. He was adoring. At that time, children had got such a sort of desire. If any child is liked by, loved by parents and others, they also want. For that reason, the bald soldier was a child, he came, Oh Papa, Father, you take me in your plank. But by seeing Suruchi, although king had the desire to adore for love also, but could not adore because of the seeing the falcon eye of Suruchi, junior queen. But then he didn't say anything. And after that, when Dhruva was in a melancholy state, at that time Suruchi came and said, you are young, king loves me, my son will sit in the throne, in the lap of the father. Your mother is not liked by king, so you are born of that mother. You will not be allowed to sit on that. If you want to sit, that worship Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord's theory is the foremost among all demigods and all, foremost. To offer boons after worshipping Supreme Lord, when he will satisfy, he will come to take from me one boon, that you should die and you should be born at in my womb. Then you will be able to. The son of a Kshatriya, military family, he had got much pain in the heart, and he went straight to his mother and cried loudly, was crying. Mother tried to pacify him, and after that my mother came to learn that such and such thing was happened. Their mother could not also give solace to his son. Ultimately he said, whatever Suruchi said, it is correct. You have to worship Hari. By worshipping Hari you will get more property than your father. Who is Hari? Hari is Padma Parashalochan, Jatasai Hari. How to get him? You utter his name. Then you will get. Then he made up his mind, I shall go out from the house and I shall go on chanting the name, Kaha Padma Parashalochan Hari, where is my Lotasai Hari? And after that, if I get Krishna Narayan, I shall be there. Otherwise I shall finish my body. And Sunita Devi, by seeing the face of Dhruva, learned that the Dhruva will worship. Then he gave one warning. You have got the desire to worship, I have learned. But if blaming your stepmother you will go, or anybody in this world, then Hari will not be satisfied to you. Ma mangalam tato paresha mangsta, bhunti yanadat parandukkotasta. One who sincerely wants Hari and nothing else, he should not blame others. Then God will be dissatisfied immediately. But Dhruva has the qualification. You should not have any animosity towards your stepmother and any kind of feeling against your father or against anybody. Whatever you are getting by your own karma. We reap the fruits of our own actions. Nobody is to be blamed. And he accepted it totally. And chanted the name and got the grace of Supreme Lord. I don't want to go through this. Because they are now become some sort of, they brought Mizango. What is this? You see, but you go through this, you should not as like Dhruva, only going through Dhruva, only going through Prahlad, Ambarish Maharaj, that will not help you. You will not accept their action. What they are doing, what they did, you should follow that. Then God is equal to all. Then we will get the objective. Here it is said, Tattenukambang Sushamun Samana. First, when you will see very nicely, immaculately and thoroughly, you will understand whatever suffering you are getting is due to your own karma, either in this birth or previous birth. Somebody else may be instrumental, he is not the cause. This you have to remember. Don't blame anyone. Without blaming, he became free, his mind was pure, and he continuously chanted, Kaha Padma Pradarshan Hari, where is Dhatarajaya died Hari violence? And Narada Goswami came, and all the minds of all the persons who were against him, they became congenial to him. Suruchi started weeping. Uttanpada also weeping. Everybody was weeping. He did not go to anybody. By Lord satisfaction, all be satisfied. Nowadays, the world situation has become such. We should not wait for anybody else. We should take absolute shelter to him. He is the only rescuer, master. Nobody else in this world will rescue us. No police, no government, but he can rescue. Have belief and take absolute shelter to him. And do bhajan without blaming anybody. It is due to our own karma we are getting this. In this way, you have to make your heart quite pure. And in that pure heart, if you worship, then you will be benefited. By seeing you, others will be benefited. Whether you have understood me or not, don't blame others. Now I have heard here. Just after going, that person is very bad. Starting speaking. What is it? Any moment you may die. And what benefit you will be giving him, and what benefit you will get by speaking all these things. For that reason, Turnam Jatetana Pradesh, for 1 month he spoke about this verse, Tattena Kususha Vishwan, Gunjane Vahatma Kirtan Vipak, Hidvak Bhubavi, then you can engage your mind, words, and sense organs for the service of Krishna. Whole time, when there is no animosity in your mind, no hostile mentality to anybody in your mind is clear, then bhajan will be all right. And God will appear, and you will get bliss, and you will give bliss to others.